In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. These days in which you commemorate the sufferings of our Lord Jesus Christ are indeed only a preparation. For as Christians, we know there is suffering in the world, but that's not where it ends. During these praises, during this whole week of Passion, we constantly say, "For yours is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty." Reminding not ourselves only, but reminding the whole of humanity, that although Christ appeared to have been defeated, he suffered, he was tortured, he was ridiculed, he was crucified, he died in the flesh, yet to him was always the glory, the power, the majesty. That never changed. He came that he may raise us to that same glory. And so we celebrate this week so that we can remember that glory, that in that suffering, the victory becomes even more glorious. That in that apparent defeat, the power of the resurrected Lord is seen as a victory for us all. This doesn't just apply at a time that we commemorate 2,000 years ago. It applies today. It applies to every moment we live as Christians in this world. We appear to sometimes be defeated. We appear to sometimes be marginalized, not listened to. We are sometimes called radical. Our beliefs are sometimes referred to as being out of step. But the power remains the same. Our word in God is truth. And we continue to stand for that truth. We continue to proclaim it. We stand here together, remembering the passions, the sufferings of our Lord, but looking forward to his glorious resurrection. That's why we chant powerfully. That's why we pray powerfully. And that's why we await confidently, knowing the faithfulness of our God, and knowing that even at times, if we appear to be and feel indeed like we are defeated, we know that in him not only is power, in him is life, and life abundant. So as we journey through this week, and as we look at the sufferings of our Lord, this is all within the majestic background, with a beautiful backdrop of victory and resurrection. That victory is a victory we must live daily. Every day. Not just ritually as we do tonight. Not just sacramentally. But daily. Knowing that as we wake up and we leave our homes. Knowing as we journey as Christians. We bring light to the world. Not in arrogance. Not thinking that we have more than others. But in knowing that we have received that incredible gift of light and of life. That with those, we can journey in light and to greater life. That in those, we know that we gather together as the body of Christ, being possibly crucified with him and ascending to the cross. But above all, as the body of Christ, also rising with him from that tomb to victory in life. So tonight we proclaim, we pray together, we lift our hearts together. But above all, we know that collectively and individually, as the body of Christ, we journey through life to power, to resurrection, to victory, and as those who, being of the image and likeness of God, journey towards that wonderful, glorified incarnation, that dying with Him here in suffering, we are raised with Him to His victory, both here and eternal. And glory be to God forever. Amen.